Brilliance Audio presents Stormcrossed by Danny Harper, performed by Justine Eyre. Darkness held no terrors for the boy. Shadows were soft, colors veiled, sounds muted. A relief from the overbright and noisome day that jangled his senses and hurt his head. And when the moon rode the indigo sky, everything was brushed with silver. His rock collection, his coloring markers in their lumpy clay cup, his bookshelves, and even the rows of crazy copper wire creatures on his desk had paled to a gentle pearl gray. The moon's light created a magical and comfortable world just for him. Tonight, the moon was round and fat. The boy lay on his side in bed where he could watch through the tall window. Once, his teacher had read a story about a man who lived in the moon. But although the boy always looked, he didn't see the man. The moon was his friend, though. And sometimes the moon's light showed him things. Hazy images of new places or new people. The boy understood that it was sort of like a television show. They weren't really in his room with him. But he knew they would come into his life soon. A few days, maybe a week or two, but they would come. It was nice of the moon to tell him ahead of time, as if it understood that new things made him uncomfortable. The light of the night was soft and silent as it inched over the floor and crept across his bed. Just as it brushed his squishy bear, the silvery glow rose like gentle smoke and shimmered to form a picture. A man and a dog. The man was tall, with long white hair and strange eyes, but there was something else different about him. Try as he might, the boy couldn't see what it was. Besides, what he really wanted to look at was the dog. It was crazy big, bigger than any dog he'd ever seen, maybe even the size of a lion. The boy liked dogs, even big ones. Animals were always easier to understand than people. Easier to be around, too. Gradually, the picture faded and sank into the sheet of moonlight atop his blanket. But the man and the dog were fixed in his mind. They are coming. Soon. And they were going to need his help.